Pickaxe.
Welcome to another round of Boardroom or Miro Board. Today we talk retrospectives with Agile coach Maria. Let's go. First question. You've spent 2 hours in a team retro, but the only input you've heard is Dave's. Boardroom or Miro Board?
Boardroom. In Miro, Dave can't hog the space because everyone can add thoughts anonymously, online at the same time.
Correct. Next. You need the team to act on feedback fast, so you turn all those retro notes into Jira tasks instantly.
Miro all the way. And I can assign those tasks to teammates.
You're nailing this. Now, you see hundreds of sticky notes from the retro. A real mess. But you organize them into 5 themes in just seconds.
Miro, I basically get back an entire hour when I use its AI tools for clustering.
And she's done it.
Join over 60 million people running actually enjoyable and actionable retros in Miro. Get your first 3 boards free at Miro.com. That's M-I-R-O.com.
Folks, welcome to Dungeons & Randomness. Since 2012, myself and an amazing cast of 18 have been telling stories in our homebrew world of Theria. 4 different groups explore lost ruins, run for political office, rage against a mad king, set sail to long-forgotten islands, and so much more. Every group has a different story and flavor, and every season, or arc, has a new set of groups and stories, all building the history of our world with every single session. Literally hundreds of hours of stories are waiting for you as part of the Pickaxe Network. Check out Dungeons & Randomness wherever you get your podcasts. And we'll see you around the table.
This is Pitch Please, the show where people who play games pitch ideas to people who make them. This week...
Have I ever told you about the time when I ate a cheesecake with a hotel keycard?
Right.
Because it was 3 a.m. and I didn't want to go downstairs and get a fork, and there was the only cutlery I could find was a hotel keycard.
Hello! Welcome to Pitch Please! My name's Alex. I'm joined by developer Chris from Foggy Box.
Hello!
Developer James from Catastrophic Overload.
Hello!
Thomas, the ideas banana.
Okay, yeah, hi!
No. If you've not listened to us before, the way this works is one of us is going to pitch an idea for a game. An idea for a game will be pitched. And then we're going to spend the rest of the show just trying to make it work, just trying to figure it out. It'll probably fall apart at the end. We're all building a house together. Okay.
Yeah.
Someone comes along with the raw elements.
Pillars, we build the walls, wheels. Attach them to the back of your horse
car.
Well,
not even that, like the cement, right? Someone's bringing us the cement. But sometimes...
The Ultra Hand.
Sometimes they...
Yeah. Oh, I dropped a piece. Let me just recall it. We've been playing a lot of Zelda, Alex. We've been playing a lot of Tears of the Kingdom. I know this is going to date it, but we've been playing a lot of Zelda.
And this podcast comes out in a year's time.
It's really good. It's so good. I've already put... over 130 hours into it.
Holy crap. Jesus Christ, Tom.
And again, to date it, it's been out like a week and a half.
I was really worried when you said, oh, we should talk about Zelda. I was like, oh my God, is he going to rag on it? Is he going to say it's shit? Because I didn't want to have a fight, Tom.
I'd fight Tom.
You would win. it's one of the greatest game I've played in a very, very long time. It's phenomenal. Oh, don't get me wrong. There's small things wrong with it. It's not perfect, right. But I mean, it's just incredible. And I'm sure from a game design viewpoint, technologically speaking, I've seen online people praising it for its optimization and just how incredible the physics engine is and just how everything works. I know.
And it's running on a Switch.
That's what yeah, that 16, right. put me off for a while.
16 gigabytes as well, which is unbelievable.
I did not understand how they were going to make it playable. After all, like some of the first party games that we've seen recently have just been like
when we played Mario Golf and we couldn't play Golf.
I thought it was an effect. That it was just in 480p when you used to move.
Yeah.
Actually, no. It was just.
I thought it was just an effect when it said network connectivity issue.
But yeah, so that was one of the things that put me off. And now, like, how would you sell Tears of the Kingdom. Not that you need to.
Oh, we don't. Well, let's be clear. We're not going to spoil anything here.
Yes. Okay. Yeah.
I don't want to. Well, especially if you haven't played it yet. Then we're I don't want not to spoil, spoil the, anything. How do we sell it?
Yeah. What? Okay. So for me, I was like, okay, it looks like it's Breath of the Wild, but you can, but with like a building mechanic. Is right. that it? But I mean, but like, all, but what makes that so good?
All the major abilities have been removed and replaced with cooler things. There's Sky Islands okay. now, which admittedly may just feel like a DLC. It's just extra space on top of the map. And then some, no spoilies. okay. The map is massive in comparison, and the map was already huge.
How are we talking Elden Ring massive?
I mean, I don't really count how many steps it takes to run from one end of Elden Ring to the other.
I do.
How many,
Alex? You're going to lie. We have to back it up quickly.
317,000.
I thought you were just going to say 317
steps.
Yeah.
Really okay. big steps.
Well, mm-hmm. this is now a challenge. Homework for the audience. Run from one end of Elden Ring to the other. Count your steps. Get that pedometer going. Oh, it's a walk. Well, that might change things.
So it takes up more steps.
So 318,000, 700, did you say?
786.
86. Yeah. I mean, that's definitely the number. If you are right, that is phenomenal.
I mean, as a slightly connected to this, fast travel in Breath of the Wild and Tears of the Kingdom, do you do it often or do you walk? Because I prefer to float, walk and stuff
fast
all the time.
All the time.
I like to as little as possible, but I mean 130 plus hours late into the game. I'm now getting to the point of the cleanup stage of the game where I'm like, oh, there was a side quest the other side of the map. I'll just teleport over there and just do that quickly. But I try to do it as little as possible, unless I physically couldn't get back to an area for reasons. Yeah. It's also just so. So well designed. Like I think so there's a hero's path thing in this game that you get a little bit later on, sure, but that tracks your entire journey. They had this in Breath of the Wild as well, but you just go onto the map and you can literally watch a little icon of your character running around the map. And over the many, many hours I've put in there, I could probably tell you everything that happened in every area, the quests I picked up, the people I spoke to, the stories they all had. The enemies I faced, all of these different things. It's everything is so unique in all the different areas, and they all nicely sort of gently push you to the correct areas where you need to go. It's just fuck me.
Oh. The building mechanic, yeah, it's fantastic. But the thing that makes that really exciting is the puzzles that it opens up and the mad solutions to like puzzles that they didn't even intend. So you could come up with, like, catapult myself over to the other side of the room using this mad contraption I've built. Not the intent of it is the intent of the design because they've left it open for you to do it, but it's not the solution that was
it's
just described
puzzle,
in the shrine.
Puzzle sandbox, which is really enjoyable. And you're
it's just so much fun.
a finite number of things, but you can introduce your own ones if you want to. Like, fuck this, I'm going to add this to it. You're like, well, let's see how that goes.
And see, normally, if it doesn't work, so what? You try again.
And you just try again, and it's fun. It's a nice little bit of, you know.
Unless it kills you.
Fuck around, find out.
It is just fuck around, find out.
Like it,
I can't believe how much the game lets you get away with. Like, they are just happy to let you just fucking destroy it if you want to. And it at no point has the game ever crashed. Like, yeah, it's lagged a little bit down to maybe like 20 FPS. But not much more than that. But the game is just happy to let you build these insane structures and buildings and machines, and it congratulates you for going the weird route around this puzzle. And so many times I was like, I mean, all of the adverts are like people sat in front of their TV, just like, does this work? Oh, it does. And that is the entire game, like. Just, does this work? Oh my God, it actually does. That's the entire game. And it's so satisfying. It's such a good game. This is going to lead into a pitch, by the way. This isn't just Tears of the Kingdom.
I was going to say, okay, look, before we get into the pitch, I need to we need to do the test for every big game that Tom likes. Tom, Tears of the Kingdom, Dragon's Dogma.
Oh no, come on.
I was going to ask that question about 4 minutes ago. How well we know you, Tom.
I mean, look. You can't do this again to date it. Just very recently there was a Dragon's Dogma 2 trailer and I when it came on, I didn't know it was going to happen. This Dragon's Dogma 2 trailer came on and I shouted. I was sweating. I legitimately was on the verge of tears. I was so happy.
That's just a Tuesday for you.
You can't compare it to, like, Dragon's Dogma, obviously. It's the best game ever made. But Tears of the Kingdom, it's one of those games where when I'm going to be done with it, it's going to take me a very long time to enjoy another game again.
Wow. Okay.
Because it is right. Just...
Until Dragon's Dogma 2 comes out.
Until Dragon's Dogma 2 comes out. And I'll still be disappointed that I can't build a car with a drill on the front that also flies.
Maybe you can. They haven't announced about it yet, really.
Just build stuff onto dragons.
Don't even.
What I really worry about, though, is all of the games that are going to come out in the next 2 or 3 years have all got a building mechanic, but are built on some janky-ass physics that will just fling people about the place and it will be
awful. Oh, you mean
awful.
You're waiting for Assassin's Creed? The Assassin's Creed, that's when they try and steal it all.
Yeah.
Is this going to affect open... Because open world games have needed something for years. I feel like Elden Ring was like, it almost felt like it wasn't reinventing anything, but it was doing something so well. It felt like the apex of what, not Apex Legends is in, the apex of what open world games
could achieve. I was confused for a second there. I forgot that apex is a word.
and Red Dead Redemption 2, I think, were very close to, not perfect, but, you know, they were really the top of the mountain for open world games. Yeah. But now it feels like Tears of the Kingdom has kind of come along and just been like, oh, well, what if you look at about it? Well, what if you look at it like this instead?
I think you're going to see a lot of devlogs on YouTube in the next few months saying, this is me making the Tears of the Kingdom build, and it's not. Yeah. And, you know, 4 months later, they're not going to have another episode because they're going to realize that. Oh, it's almost as if Nintendo has an infinite well of money and they can afford to delay it for a year to
senior
polish.
Developers.
Yeah.
The thing, I will make a prediction that it will be someone trying to clone this, but adding multiplayer. That will be the next thing.
Right. Someone's going to... Breath of the Wild had multiplayer mods. I mean, are probably just going to mod this when it runs on Switch emulators and things like that.
It's not doing anything special. It's just like this, doing what Besiege did. It's just so well integrated into the world.
Yeah.
That it's not... It's such a big part of it, but you don't really, apart from probably some places where you have to do it, you don't ever have to use it. It just gives you another option to solve a situation. Like, I got into fights, I'm like, you know what, I'm just getting this weird spinning wheel of beam and flame that I made the other day. I'm just going to stand underneath it and be like, come at me. And you know,
you could just sword and board it if you want to. Just regular Zelda if you really want to.
Which is why I think, why it works so well. I think it's just a really well done system where you can go, what if I did this? And it normally has some sort of result that you weren't expecting, or you're like, I can't believe that me doing that, like combining those two things, did that thing. I thought that would be just like something that wouldn't ever work, but it kind of worked exactly how I wanted it to.
Yeah.
Which I think it just does really well. It's just, it sets that, it meets your expectations. But,
Breath of the Wild, like when that came out, everyone considered that to be a reinvention of open world. I don't think that's the case. I think if anything, all it did was
the
perfect
Zelda
open world.
Glasses helped that.
Well, sure, but I mean, it took all the elements of previous open world games and just made them work. It was
just the interplay.
A great open world game. Also, like, it's
great design.
It's just what such helps? A super well designed. Yeah, super well designed world. It's just filled to the brim with things to do, and just getting from A to B is non-existent in this. You will get distracted by something in the corner of your eye and it will take you some long route round. Like, it took me like 30 hours to get to the first dungeon. It's crazy. And that's not far away. It's not far.
I feel like you could be talking about Elden Ring.
True. Yeah.
It's pretty similar in that sense.
But then Elden Ring suffered from copy pasting. Very obvious copy pasting. I mean, Zelda, it benefits from the fact that most of its caves are literally caves, like rock walls and things, whereas Elden Ring, most of the catacombs were very specific in their style, but there were hundreds of catacombs, and eventually some of them felt identical to each other. Whereas no place I've been to anywhere in Tears of the Kingdom is the same as another one, or has different people in it that have different quests or stories or whatever else. It's crazy. It's just
okay
for how big the map is as well. It's nuts.
And so which part of this is similar to today's pitch?
Oh, good question. Well, we had an email through. This is a listener pitch.
Okay.
This is from Freddie. So thank you for sending in your email, Freddie.
Hey, Freddie.
pitchpleasepod@yogscast.com, where you can send all of your pitches if you have wonderful game ideas. And Freddie says, hello, PP. This is my short-ish pitch for delivery bike roguelike that was I was inspired by when listening to your Postman Pat Must Die episode and the game Lonely Mountains Downhill. Real quick, does anyone remember Postman Pat Must Die?
No, but I know Lonely Mountains Downhill.
Postman Pat Must Die, was that the kind of overcooked plate-up-y one?
I think it was. I think it was a part of the game.
Warehouse.
Yes.
Yeah.
I feel like Wilmot's Warehouse came up.
Like a hive mind.
Yes. Like most. Yeah. Yeah. One half getting orders ready for delivery, the other half driving around town to deliver them.
That was a while ago, so Freddie's been listening.
That was a little while.
I mean, the email was probably from December.
No. February.
Okay.
Which was X months ago, depending on time of release of this episode.
Yeah.
I mean, I've already dated it. But anyway, Lonely Mountains Downhill, in which you ride down mountain bike trails with each level being packed with shortcuts and alternative, more challenging routes. Now, the pitch is, you are a delivery bike rider delivering food or other goods in a city. The game loop revolves around delivering orders from a legally distinct delivery app and then buying upgrades to create faster and more efficient routes across the city. At the end of the day, you can spend money on placing ramps, catapults, trampolines, cannons, zip lines, wooden planks, hot wheels, spinning booster things, etc. There you go, there's Tears of the Kingdom, that's it. Across the streets, which you can use to get across the city faster, meaning you can fulfill more deliveries, earning more money for upgrades. You can build a ramp over a crossroads, boost up a hill, or jump up onto the roofs of buildings to bypass traffic. To introduce more risk reward to going off-road, there would be an X-ray of your backpack, which shows food in your backpack moving as you ride. The more roughly you ride, the more destroyed the delivery will be at the end. I like this.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
There's a little like thing in the top right-hand corner, like an X-ray, constant X-ray, and you just see the stuff moving about. That's
just a burger
idea.
Slowly slipping apart. A skilled player would be able to navigate a complex off-road route with the food staying together. Your final payment would be calculated based on both the time and how intact the meal is. You'd have to change your route based on your order. If you have something solid, like a box of noodles, which is solid on the outside, I suppose.
Solid.
Yeah.
solid noodles.
You can go as fast as you like. But if you have 10 milkshakes with loose lids, you've got to be more careful. Maybe more fragile items could earn more money.
Loose lids sink.
Yeah. fragile items earn more money. And to progress the game to make it more difficult, there could be a plate-up style card system where variants are added over time, such as heavy traffic, icy roads, heat wave, which means more drinks have been ordered, and you can have a rising cost of something in the background which you have to meet each day. Your run ends when you can't pay off the debt. And there's a few more variants on this, but what do you think?
Big fan.
That feels like it's like Death Stranding crossed with Crazy Taxi. That's what it is in my head.
Yeah, yeah.
I was getting Crazy Taxi.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
What's the Ultimate Chicken Horse as well? Reminds me of like just getting from A to B, placing wild, insane obstacles.
How are you guys imagining this, by the way, as well? Is this 3D? Is this top down?
It's third person behind.
Yeah, third person, 3D. Like, and then you go into like 3D.
When you go into like you go into a top down placement view for placing objects in the world, which I really like. I like the fact that you can. Okay, that's a route that I really struggle with. Let me figure out how I can skip that by jumping over it. Mm. But then you've also then got to go, okay, well, I have to get back, or I have to get to back to the start, like, pickup point. So you have to sort of figure out, not only do I need to get there, I need to get back, but, okay, well, now I've got two orders, so I actually don't need to get that route back. I need to do this. So it's kind of like, if you go, every day I'm getting a lunch order for this office, so I'm going to prioritize building a route to that. And then from there, you might start getting other same orders, and you're like, I can start building up a network of delivery. But yes, that the second office might have ordered it first, but I know that my route is optimized for the first office. So if I go there first and go there second, I'd probably end up with the same amount of money that I would doing it the reverse route, because that's the route that I've set up and really optimized, and I know can deal with this type of foodstuffs. So yeah, I just really like that.
So are you basically are you the company, or are you the delivery boy?
You're a delivery boy for just meat.
Just meat.
I'm trying to think of one for delivery, sure. But I can't.
Deliver.
It's perfect. Nice.
So you have like meat milkshakes. Meat shakes.
Unter eats.
Unter,
because it's the opposite of Uber, I believe. No, wait. Yeah.
No, wait. Is it Unter?
Unter brew, and it doesn't work.
No, Unter anyway. Eats. I think the opposite of Uber is Unter. Uber is like over or
it is Uber. It is Unter. Wow, that's awful.
Come at me with my lack of German knowledge.
Eats.
Okay.
Unter Eats.
That's
bustling
the name of the business.
Germanic town.
Well, meat products. I must say, only. I've got Burnout Paradise in my head as well.
Ooh,
as
yeah.
And like I'm imagining a similar sized little island, maybe, and you're the only delivery driver.
You're the only human. Yeah.
Now are you drive like do you have a choice of vehicle? Do you start bicycle, work your way up?
I would say that's how you do it, because then you can take more orders, but you're risking more at once, right?
What if you had like a skateboard, and you could then start doing little wall rides and grinds and stuff?
I feel like you'd start on a scooter, not a
electric scooter, moped,
a push scooter, electric scooter.
Scooter is expensive.
Bike, I feel hoverboard. Like oh, I mean we can go make it futuristic. This is
no, I'm not futuristic. I'm talking about those one wheeled.
Oh, those
things,
the things
those
that hover.
Hoverboards.
Yeah,
oh, the two-wheeled. Right. Those are fucking... You could not deliver on... Oh, sorry, you could not unter on one of those things. You would totally... There would be accidents, surely.
But what routes does that
would
open
you go up?
Up
to like...
It's faster. It's got a little bit more power to it than a push scooter. Can tell you that much. Or does it?
I reckon nothing that you couldn't do on a skateboard, right? I feel like skateboard feels like the first thing that you would have. Like if you're a... Like, what's the cheapest
walking.
Mode of transport that you could buy
shoe.
As
start
shoes.
By running
walking free running
yeah I feel like at those one wheel like hoverboard things, you know, in Tony Hawk's when you do a manual and you have to balance that bar
the whole time you're doing that
the entire time.
Oh my god,
that doesn't sound fun.
I mean,
or you have to play it on a Wii Fit board.
Nice. Now we're thinking about 2008.
Now we're dating it.
Segway could be an option. Just a trolley cart.
Rollerblades.
You need a custom treadmill. Yeah. The whole game costs about £600 because you have to get this.
Yeah,
£580 peripheral, which is a omnidirectional treadmill that you can.
But
you only
ever need it if you choose running.
Walking option. Yeah.
Otherwise, you can throw that peripheral away and choose.
Yeah, and then
the
you
more
buy
fun
the bike peripheral.
Bike option. Yeah. Yeah. You have like an arcade
machine.
Cabinet in your living room. Those
it's basically just a get fit game.
I
feel like you should have like it shouldn't be too focused on all the different modes of transport, right? Because otherwise then you can end up fucking yourself with I've invested so much into this route, but now I can't access it, or I can't drive down this one with a car because it's too big or something. Or is that the point? Does that make it like, you know, there are certain routes that like, oh, this one's going
to
be a bike.
You could be like, okay, I've saved up enough money to buy an electric scooter, or you do it when you don't have enough money and you add to your debt, right? So is that, do I just save up, or do I just add on to this because I can chip away at it? And then that might close off certain routes, but you can then like destroy old ones and get a percentage back. I don't know what are you building out? Does it cost money to build? Is it resources? Are you like, if I build a Hot Wheels mega ramp, have I paid for that? Or have I collected some wood and motors and two wheels that I have to run through?
This island builds pallets as their main export. So you just you grab all the pallets. I'll take some of those.
Are there certain, like maybe there are resources that you can collect in certain areas, or like, oh, maybe there are like, you know, like the billboards in Burnout Paradise.
Yeah.
You have to like, there are certain routes that you have to go through to be able to collect certain things. So some delivery routes might be more beneficial because you might not be able to get as much money, but you might be able to get resources.
Every now and then you get a mission to deliver a lot of food to construction sites, and they don't pay you money. They pay you materials.
Right. So the way I do it, just as if I had to come up with the idea now and not actually had
my one, right?
6 months to think about it, is you'd either have a separate reward for doing well on deliveries. You know, here's 10 Unter tokens, and you're like, oh, I can spend 5 of those on a mega ramp. Ooh. And it's like, they're all
an Uber ramp.
No. these are under ramps.
Okay.
You could be like, coin. Oh, they're all, you know, that's part of their delivery system, is they also make these wild contraptions to help their delivery drivers. Like, they got like,
you've got a guy in a
hot air balloon attached to a hanging platform. So you're just like, I'm going to jump onto that and go. And it's just all Unter Eats branded.
I quite like that. Yeah.
Yeah. They do food and ramps.
I really like the comparison to Burnout Paradise. That's kind of like, that feels better, I mean, than Crazy Taxi to me.
It does make me want a competitive element to this. Maybe it's AI. Ooh. I'm not talking about online. But someone's ordered from Unter Eats, but also business. Deliver Who has received an order. You need to take them out. And Just Meat, they've got...
Deliver Moo.
They've got...
Because it's meat.
Deliver
it's
Moo. Just meat. It's all meat. It's all meat based.
All their guys are dressed up as cows.
That's it.
Yeah. And you know how to take them out. That's just the open world element. They're the collectibles. You see cows driving around, you have to take them down. Point A to point B, 5 people on scooters set out, only one arrives.
Hello, my friend. My name's Sean, and I want to end your suffering. No, not like that. With meditation in my new podcast, Mindfulness for Gamers. Each episode, I'll take you through how mindfulness can help you to feel less anxious and frustrated and put you on a path of happiness, all through the lovely, grimy lens of video games. So make time to level up your mental health and take the first step on your spiritual skill tree. Join me and subscribe to Mindfulness for Gamers right here, right now.
Are you ever, like, is it, in terms of running a business, are you ever employing anyone, or
well,
is it just
employee,
all about you making the
Yeah.
You're an employee.
You're working
You're
for
a wage slave,
you get money based on performance.
But I would,
so it encourages you to do better,
right,
encourages you to build these systems to get you where you need to be faster.
So what kind of things can you have in terms of, like, is it like, would there be different quality like say ramps or other kind of shortcuts that you can create? Do they degrade or are there different materials you can build them with? So it's like, you know, after a certain amount of weeks they'll break maybe.
So I think you would just have them where they are. You can maybe replace them, but it costs a fee with your Unter tokens. I get some Jet Set Radio like vibes. Roller skates is another one we could do. Where, like, yeah, you can just hey, like, you have the roller skates. Oh, you can now grind on fences, which you couldn't do before, but now you can't go over small curbs. you know, or you're not allowed on the roads,
which is great
because of XYZ, but that's not enforced unless there's something in the area, like unless you're in an area where they do enforce that. So you're like knowing your route.
Oh, shit, can you get maybe police you get a wanted chasing level, you?
And then the army come.
Mm.
Yes, yeah. Exactly like GTA 5-star. The army's here. There's a tank chasing you down, and they're like,
"Sorry, I couldn't deliver your burger today."
Maybe you decide you can throw the food.
I was run over by a tank.
At the chasers, you could be like,
"You throw up a burger as an oil tank slick." Spins.
Yeah, it's lucky they ordered so many bananas.
Tank goes over a banana and it just explodes.
I don't think anyone's ever done that, so you can't disprove that it doesn't
work. Okay. So there's some variants here as well. If you want to hear some things to shake shit up,
hell yeah.
You could turn it into a card slinger, hell yeah, by getting a hand of upgrades before you run each route that you can place along your route. I don't hate it. To be honest, I mean obviously I don't, but looking at it, like, yeah, you have five different little. You see the route top down perspective. A line going from A to B, and you put down the cards in the areas and fuck it, all right, next one.
Okay, well, hang on, that's giving me an idea in terms of runs, like doing runs. What if you had, like, there are certain areas of the city that are always like, these are where, like, in each order or each kind of collection of orders is considered a run. And you have to be able to get there and get back in a certain amount of time. If you can't get there and deliver, like, basically you're competing against other rival companies like Deliver Who and Just Meet for nice. That run. And even though that's all computer, like AI based. And if you complete, like, say if Deliver Who can complete that run in 6:20, you have to be able to consistently beat it, or at least beat it once. To then win that run, and like from the, like, you know, people start ordering from you instead because you're quicker, or they start ordering from you more. But in order to get quicker at that, there are some routes that, like, yeah, it will be like there'll be practice, and you'll have to just get better. You'll just have to do it quicker, but also using the materials and the shortcuts that you can build for yourself. So you can maybe even, if you have a finite amount of materials or shortcuts, it, you know, at certain points in the game, you can be like, oh, okay, I want to win this run, so I'm going to put my resources, I'm going to put more resources into getting downtown, so I can win that contract.
I mean, you could just make it like classic racing game type. You know, you've got a first, second, third place kind of score to try and beat. These are previous runs the other.
That's what Burnout did, right? This, you can do the street to street stuff and be like, well, here's
exactly what Burnout is. Friend did,
you know, you just like, they dominate that run, right? And
but
everyone else.
I like what Alex is saying, is that rather than the roguelike element, it's more, maybe you fuck up a run, but you get another chance to try it. It could be like, okay, I can do better. So tomorrow they'll order the same meal and I can try again. Maybe something along those lines.
Oh, and what if, for each biz, like when you set a time, there is like a, you know, like we'll deliver it in 20 minutes, all your meals free kind of thing. Like once you set a time, you're like, okay, you can, if you go lower than this, if it takes you longer to get to deliver this from this point onwards, then it's either free or they pay less or something.
Doesn't that not encourage you to just be shit?
Go slow, yeah.
You don't want to set the bar
also
high for yourself.
It's a little bit weird for the Unter Eats policy to be delivery is free if it's slower than last time.
No, but you have to be able to beat a certain time to begin with to win the contract. So there's a, you have to go fast to win from the rival company, to win the, you know, the route, basically. But then if you're not consistent with it, then you will start losing orders. There needs to be some kind of like degrading of the route, I guess.
You could just do it where if you are slow, like there is the AI has a rough time that they know that order's going to take right? You can just pathfind it, be like, they go this fast, you know, this many variables to add on to that time. It takes them 10 minutes to deliver it. Just get as close as you can to that. And if you're quicker, then you get an extra reward. If you're slower than that, and you could do it over time where there's like essentially like market share of the city, like who's ordering from who? And you're like, well, I need to get that up, so I need to be quicker. Mm-hmm. And there's like just a built-in, I don't think it has to be a roguelike.
That's kind of cool.
So this is a territory control game.
It's like
game
tagging
well,
in Tony Hawk.
Of brand loyalty.
I really like territory.
Wars,
yeah,
for food territory. Delivery.
Now, what if this was a Planetside-esque, massively online game?
Oh, now we're talking.
With thousands of delivery drivers. When you create your character, you pick your brand loyalty, Deliver Who, right. Unter Eats, or Just Meat. And you try to control the territory.
Like Horde versus Alliance.
You
can't speak the same language.
So many
talk to other drivers.
But you set the fastest time with this company. That company, they're with you to the end. Brand loyalty.
Yes, but you wouldn't be able to do it where you could see everyone, because all your stuff that you built would be in the way for them, and their stuff would be in the way for you, and it would literally, you'd have a city of ramps.
Oh yeah,
boosters.
Yeah.
Like, you'd have to do it where you are in your own instance of that city, it'll but you
mess.
Affect the overall global map.
Sure. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, that was easy.
Yeah.
Well, job done.
Yeah.
Thanks for going, everyone.
Does it need to be?
Go home.
I was expecting a counter.
I mean, you're right. How every single person in this map placing down a thing, unless the things they place aren't necessarily ramps and obstacles, but modifiers.
Yeah.
Like high police presence in this area. If you're caught on the roads, then you'll get a wanted level or whatever.
Satisfying.
But
God, I've entered a high police zone. Or I've got this huge fucking ramp that has to jump two buildings, but my milkshakes might fall out. You're like, oh, don't worry. You've entered the business sector where they give you 5% extra.
Okay, now hang on. Be careful when you say, is that fun? Because the crux of one of the things you said was, or my milkshakes
fall
out.
Yes, but that is a different level of challenge, because you can choose to take that risk entering the high please zone.
My milkshakes!
Do you know what? I love that, though. Like, the idea of if your bag is entirely milkshakes, or you're carrying
For the boys that will come to your yard.
Like a McDonald's or whatever it's called. But if you're like the idea of you jumping over, I know, like if you're taking a shortcut and you're just like, you've hit a ramp, like a gigantic ramp over like the downtown, like a main street, and then it hits slow motion and you see in the x-ray vision the milkshakes just
you
like,
see the lid come off
the
one of them,
you see the top of your backpack just pink,
but then perfect as you land, it perfectly lands back in the in the cup.
Love that.
If you manage to land it, put
yeah,
like those moments of when you're like, oh fuck, I need to take this risk because I'm going to run out of time, but I have fucking smoothies in my backpack. Or this burger is sliding.
I'd like the idea of having a very small inventory management thing where you have to place the food in. Like, so that milkshakes, they have to be vertical, right? So you place it in. But the thing is, because it's like the Uber Eats ones, you've got, you have another dimension where you can like just rotate it and place things like in the Z axis, and you're like, okay, so now I can stack one there, but then I'd flip my bag and I can stack two more in front.
Well, provided you've got the bigger backpack.
Exactly.
Upgrade.
And then you've got the cooler backpack, and he's like, well, cause it just keeps things cooler, but you're like, I'm delivering hot meals, even though that's not how any of that
See, that's
works,
what I'm thinking. I don't think this should be Burnout Paradise City. If anything, if we're going realistic with it, it should be more off-roady, countryside sort of deal, because otherwise someone's going to set a fastest route without any wild modifiers.
Like SnowRunner.
I mean, you have just gonna, like, an area of the city.
Maybe.
You can have like suburbs and then sort of countryside in the city. It doesn't have to be...
I think this world should be insane. There's a lava region of the city. There's a low gravity region in the city.
I agree. I think
the city should be like Sunset Overdrive.
It's in the Fortnite world.
Right? Oh, Jesus Christ. And The Rock just shows up.
Yeah.
Okay, oh, look, Spider-Man's here.
I got brand loyalty in Tilted Towers. That's a place in Fortnite, place. Right?
It might not be anymore, but it was.
Sure.
Yeah, nice. Chug.
Is there anything else from Dear Freddy.
What are the other modifiers?
Were those...
That was just one of them. Okay, another one here is maybe there's a storyline where you're being sued by the city for putting random equipment across the city and you have to end each day by flashing forward to a court case assessing the damage to public infrastructure.
All right,
this guy,
not
this
here.
Guy,
this is Freddy, this is
pleases.
Matt.
This is, I think this is Matthew.
This guy's got a pee-pee. That's what I say about this one. Big pee-pee.
All right. Next one.
No?
Is there any, has he got any more?
You're not a fan of that one? Not going to even entertain that idea.
Look, I think Freddy
no, you
might
all sound disgusted by
is,
this.
Is we've already come up with a better solution with the gang territory wars, business wars thing.
Oh, it's brutal.
Yeah, not. I don't think we need court cases.
It's a man eat food world
we don't
out
need
there.
Court cases. We just need
what we
gang
need
wars.
A mini map that shows your previous route.
That's true.
Just had a thought about that. You're going to want to know what. Yeah, it's a big environment, right? I'm still picturing Burnout Paradise.
Nice callback.
Huge city. And you're trying to do a run again. Imagine trying to replicate that run over your mad ramps. I think there would be too much to remember. So you need a little like, here's where you went last time.
Hey, Nintendo can do it. And they did it on a Switch in 16 gigabytes. What
again,
the fuck?
They can do it.
The
if
16 gig thing
it,
comes down
can.
To the fact that none of those characters have voice lines. Audio is where you get fucked with a.
Oh, come on, dude.
Also, the textures I need to be
huge.
Tiny.
Not, I'm not disparaging, but a lot of that, if they had a fully voice acted characters, that would be like another 30 gig on top of that.
The game's shelf life could be extended through procedural generation of cities, but that sounds difficult. I think XCOM did something like this. They had pre-made tiles and slotted in. Maybe that could work. That's word for word.
the way you'd add DLC is adding new restaurants, and that would then make more routes.
Oh, that would be chaos on the streets. Chaos.
Well, you can have, again, like Burnout Paradise, they added a peninsula or a little island.
Yeah, just add another territory.
Turtle
Here's
Beach,
the countryside, really far out, but for some reason they pay really high.
Oh, you could just, add... Add more vehicles. Add more upgrades.
We've added some sky houses. You now need to learn to fly so you can deliver the meals to blimps.
Yeah, deliver by plane.
Different difficult. I want to see someone try and do it with a pogo stick. That can be one of the...
I think every food would be fucked.
Or a space hopper.
No, noodles.
Solid.
Famously sturdy
completely
noodles.
Solid, yeah.
I do get what he means by that. It is literally in a box. And
the idea that the burger would end up as soup at the end of it, like the more it gets bashed around, it kind of liquefies as you sort of bounce around the place.
I do love like the very small like examination phase when you finally arrive and you open the bag and the person peeks in and they're like...
You just get to see their reality.
We've all been there when we've ordered... I've had some pizzas delivered vertically before. That was a fun discovery phase where it's like, obviously that's not good.
Oh, God. So wait.
The worst...
So when you open it up, it is all just pushed up against the bottom.
The worst, delivery I've ever had, and I was genuinely speechless when he came to the door. It was an hour and a half late, and I was like, what happened? He went, I walked.
I got hit by a tank.
He walked, and it was in like a Tesco bag. It was freezing cold, and it wasn't even in like a thermal bag. It was just in a carrier bag, and I was like, I walked.
Wait, what was it you ordered?
It was a Slim Chickens, not that far from me.
Okay.
But he accepted the order, had to walk across the city to get to it, and then walk back across to get to me, and I was right.
That's how you start off in this game.
Yeah,
you're on foot. That's
you at the beginning.
You need
of this
you need
game.
A.
You're like not going to achieve brand loyalty, but
you need
you
a push scooter
payout.
Or something.
Just you and a pogo stick,
Alex. Yeah. A pogo stick is not going to catch on in the delivery space. Food is not. Food is not improved by being shaken up and down vertically.
Unless it's solid noodles.
Hey,
no, it's not.
There are some things.
Well, I mean, milkshakes. It could improve over time.
Well, no, because I ordered milkshakes once. Well, it was like an iced coffee thing, but it was in like the plastic cups in a plastic bag. I didn't notice because that was also in a paper bag. It was so many layers I had to unwrap to get to this thing. But the plastic cup had busted open. It was upside down and I had to drink this iced coffee out the bottom of a plastic bag.
It's the long straw. That's all you need.
That's commitment.
I managed it. It was not pretty.
Yeah,
dirty,
you could use a straw.
No, you could just poke a hole in it and just suck it from the bottom, you know? Oh, so
you, but with a straw, you can choose to stop.
Like a coconut.
But the plastic bag was already compromised, so I had to drink it out of the
plastic bag. Why didn't
you
poke a hole in the bag and then put that bag in a cup so the cup fills up? Oh, I think what we've done here is just dissected how Tom panics a lot in a situation and will just drink like some sort of cow suckling at the teat of its mother an iced coffee out of a bag.
About the time when I ate a cheesecake with a hotel keycard.
Right.
Because it was 3 a.m. and I didn't want to go downstairs and get a fork, and there was the only cutlery I could find was a hotel keycard.
No. The problem with that sentence is that you've included hotel keycard as the category of cutlery.
Well, what else could I do? There's nothing else in the room.
Had you cleaned the hotel
anything in the room?
Key cards?
I licked it off.
No, I think he means prior. Oh, you licked it clean. Just that'll get rid of the germs. Now I can eat this.
I mean, I tried to wipe it as best I can. I mean, it's a key card. I know where it's been, in the back pocket of a lot of places. But it was 3 a.m. and I was hungry. And I was a little bit drunk.
You couldn't eat it with your hands. Why? As in, like, you couldn't hold it like a pizza slice?
I don't like stuff on my hands.
Oh, but you'll eat off a key card. Which, well, like, people have, they've used that thousands of times. If you put a black light on that,
other people have eaten cheesecakes with that.
This is now, this is in Seattle. This is a Cheesecake Factory cheesecake. This is huge.
Okay.
I couldn't physically lift it with my hands.
You could have just eaten it maybe without anything. Right. Just mouth first. Yeah, yeah.
Just put it on its side, angle it up so it goes to a point, and then just start chewing down the sides of it.
Oh, I should have done, yeah.
There you go.
All right, yeah.
I'm just saying that ties into my panic. Intense situations of food
There's
I need to eat.
There's a lot to unpack in the history of things that Tom regrets doing.
No regrets. I wasn't happy I did it. I enjoyed it. It was a great cheesecake.
Okay.
It was really good. Cookies and cream. It was fucking lovely.
Can we?
Weird tinge to it. Tinge?
Where are we with the keycard?
Sorry. Yeah.
Can you tell us what this game is?
It's basically, it's our dream of the return of Burnout Paradise. We all want it back. Or a version of a game like this. Games have not been better since that point, except Dragon's Dogma and Tears of the Kingdom, which are perfect in every way. But, God, it was just such a fun game. Such a fun arcade racing, open world Burnout game. And I'd love to see that come back in such a small way as Gang Control in a delivery-led city. An insane city.
That was the title of the game.
What, Gang Control?
Gang Control, the way you said it.
Unter Eats, control the streets.
Oh,
wow. There's a colon after Unter Eats.
Oh,
good.
Oh, that is so good. Oh, Unter Eats, control back. The streets. Yeah. which is a delivery physics-based gang control game in a crazy city of volcanic eruptions, low gravity, frozen tundras, and more, where you try to navigate using obstacles or pathways that you create with upgrades that you earn over time, starting on a pogo stick, ending in a plane. I guess the plane journey will be really boring, actually, because for 90% of it, the cargo is stable. It's just the landing. High risk, I guess, high reward. But you have an X-ray vision of your backpack. Try to preserve the goods as you travel across the land in your insane, creative, unbelievable ways, just like Tears of the Kingdom. I'm sure someone will be able to make something just like Tears of the Kingdom so soon after.
Yeah.
Get on it.
Go on then, Freddy. It's your Freddy, idea, mate.
But he does. Freddy did say, I tried making this game myself, but quickly realized that bikes are magic and my small brain couldn't manage the physics.
All right, well, so that's the end of that idea.
Maybe
then.
A bigger brained guy can come along Look, and solve this for him.
Unter Eats, control the streets. Thank you very much, Freddy.
God, what a title. That's
your
so
idea.
Good.
Nice to say.
Anything that can be used to reference Burnout Paradise is a winner in my books. And now I really want to go and play it. Despite the fact that they'll never fucking make it work on any platform. Do you remember when we tried to... I think I bought it on like Steam
we
or something.
We bought it again.
Remaster. Yeah.
It wouldn't load because it forces you to take a picture for your driver's license at the start of the game, and it's looking for the Xbox camera because it can't find it. You just can't progress past that bit.
There's a skip button.
Insane. No, I couldn't. Like, it was just locked you out. I just couldn't do anything.
We tried. It was we had to go through like EA Play or some bullshit or Origin. Yeah. I lost my account details. We spent like two evenings trying to get this fucking game to work.
Yeah. But now we don't need
to. In the end, we never played it.
Because Untreats is on the way.
Maybe we just want Burnout Paradise just supported again.
Yeah, just, maybe. But.
That's easy enough. Don't need to remake it.
Look, if you Paradise, or if you like Zelda, or if you like Dragon's Dogma, or if you don't like Dragon's Dogma.
Pitch, please. If you don't like Dragon's Dogma, I don't want... You don't
stay
fucking,
away from Tom.
I don't want to hear from
don't,
you.
Don't talk to him.
Fuck off. You're in the minority and you should know it. No one likes
Tom hates minorities, what I get getting from that.
Yeah. I hate very specific minorities, and it's the people that don't like Dragon's
there's
Dogma.
There's the Twitter clip.
Fuck you. The horse you fucking rode in on.
You can contact us.
Can you ride a horse in this game?
And tell us about your ideas and your feelings on Dragon's Dogma.
I don't want to know. I don't need to know it. I know it's the best game ever made. I don't need to hear your fuck you.
You can contact us at pitchpleasepod@yogscast.com. You can also find us on Twitter, other places. Where are we on Twitter, Tom?
I don't fucking remember.
Where are we?
At pitchpleasepod on Twitter. Is that correct?
That's the one. No vowels.
Pitchpleasepod without any vowels, because why?
Follow
us on
why
there.
Indeed.
Send us your ideas. We'd love to hear them. We'd love to regurgitate them. We'd love to destroy them.
We'd love to, regurgitate. We'd love to vomit them. Yeah, basically. We'd love to eat them. Eat your nice, delicious idea meal.
Oh, not eat it. Then... not completely eat it, though. I'm not talking about swallowing. I just want to chew it up.
Chew it up.
Just and open my mouth and let it fall out.
Baby bird it.
Not even spit it. Just
it, Tom's hole.
It just seize out of my
Tom
mouth.
Tom wants to take your ideas, put a hole in the bag, and let it trickle into his mouth.
Trickle down my face.
As he takes someone else's idea
and chest.
Key cards, a spoonful of another idea into his mouth.
Yeah. Mmm, delicious. Oh, did I just wipe some weirdly around my nipples?
Oh, this took a turn.
Oh.
All right. Well, look,
that's what I
want to
do with your cheesecake ideas.
That's what Thomas has done to your idea, Freddie. Thank you.
Yep.
Thank you for sending that along.
Yep.
Please continue to send us more ideas. We're dry. We're dying. We need your help.
Bad and empty.
Thank you for continuing to listen to us. We'll be back next time. Until then, goodbye, everybody.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
See ya. See you.
I've been crying. I can't get the key card thing.
I've
not heard
that before.
That's great.
Tom's nipples are going to be in my dream.
That's the Twitter clip.
That's just
they weren't
that's
before.
Just Tuesday night for me.
So wait, Tuesday night for you is my Tuesdays. Nipples and also me crying. Yeah,
Tuesday night for you is you sweating and crying because of the knowledge that you know my dreams are filled with your nipples. I'm going to stop recording
now. He's thinking about them again. I can tell. I've got red ears.